Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having a new friend on the show, folks. George Giagas is here. Dr. George Giagas. He's a professor of e-business at the University of Athens, Athens University of Economics and Business in Greece. And that's right, the country of Greece. And he's there now. He's in Athens now, and he's joining us to talk to us today about the new technologies, some of the new things that are coming at us in the future, from the future, especially blockchain, especially cryptocurrency. Dr. Giagas, George, welcome back. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here. So one of the things that I've been talking to my audience about, George, over the last year or two or three has been this concept of blockchain. We've talked about cryptocurrency. We've talked about blockchain. And I'd like for you to take a minute or two and explain to them the concept of a blockchain to somebody who didn't know anything about it, what would you do? Where would you start to explain blockchain?
Okay. I think the simplest definition one can give of blockchain is that it is a technology that creates a new layer on the internet. So the internet as we know it is now being enhanced so that instead of being able to transmit only information across it, we can now transmit value. And this is revolutionary in the sense that it removes all types of middlemen from the value exchange process, and in that respect, it is going to disrupt the financial system and many industries in the years to come.
Now, all right, I want to stop for a second. So, folks, value, it's not only delivering data, not only delivering information, but has the ability to transmit value, which is something we've all talked about. And so you're saying that that it's going to be a disruptor of any entity that's an intermediary, a middleman, so to speak, is going to be disrupted. But tell us what is it, the essence of this disruption? What is it that blockchain has that it can do that is going to cause this disruption?
Okay. So up to now, when we have two transacting parties wanting to exchange any type of value. Let's say that we wanted to exchange direct financial value, so cash. We needed to have some intermediary, be that a bank or another type of financial institution, that would take care of all the process of making this transaction happen. And the reason is that in the digital world, if I had, one US dollar and I send it to Jim, nothing forbids me from making a copy of that and keeping one for myself while I'm spending it, some transaction. So our whole financial system is built around intermediaries. We've got banks, we've got credit cards, we've got all sorts of institutions that mediate transactions.
And we built these intermediaries because humans require trust, right? We demand to be able to trust. We want wholesome food, safe, wholesome food. We want products that don't hurt us, that operate, and we want currency, financial documents, financial assets to be safe and to retain their value, right? Those are trust elements that we want. And blockchain is going to answer those things, isn't it?
Exactly. I think you nailed it. It all boils down to the question of trust. In business, entities are by definition untrusted. You cannot start from a position that the other transacting party in whatever you're doing will deliver the product or service that you paid for, or will adhere to the terms and conditions of whatever contract you've signed with them.
Mm-hmm.
Blockchain allows us effectively to delegate trust to computer code. So instead of paying some sort of intermediary to mediate the transaction between us, if anything goes wrong, we can now be safe and certain that this cannot happen because basically of mathematics. So it's the application of technology to the question of trust. And I'm saying it is a big disruptor to the world of business,
mm-hmm.
in the sense that trust is what, you know, is the oil that makes the world of business.
And folks, it's going to take a while to make for that to happen. When it starts happening, it's going to go real fast. We come back, we're going to talk about blockchain and your small business. Stay with us, 20 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.